You've been cold.
Yeah. Fun stuff that, happens when you when you start playing in the water of Dingleness. We went over to, where was that? Was that Sleahead?
Sleahead, yeah.
We went up there. There's a beach down there. Mm-hmm. And I felt the need to pull up my jeans, take off my feet, and start running through the water.
You took off your feet, huh?
Yes, I think so, because...
Do you know something,
Mark? I was drenched.
Can I tell you something for nothing? Yes. You probably picked one of the most dangerous beaches in Ireland with the currents that are in
really?
There. Yeah. Honestly.
Fantastic. I missed out on the fun.
Yeah. People have drowned off there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, seriously, yeah. But, well, bless you, come back to tell us the story. That
I live to tell the tale.
Yeah, well, okay.
What about you, though? How have you been to Sleahead recently? I mean, that's not what I was going to ask. Record store.
Have I been where?
To the Sleahead.
Make up your mind. Which one?
No, the Dingle Record Shop. How's the Dingle Record Shop
it's
been
doing? It's not
that. It's not what?
It's not
the. It's not the Dingle Record Shop.
No, it's Dingle. Dingle Record Shop. A, B, C, D.
Okay, Dingle Record Shop.
Yeah. .com.
.com.
I hope you're not filming this, are you? Are they?
No.
All right, go on. Keep going.
Maybe occasional pictures, but that's about it.
That's all right. Go on. Go on.
So, the Dingle Record Shop. Dingle Record Shop. And how's it been going these past 10 years? I see it's grown.
How do you mean?
I don't. That's sarcasm.
Brian, excuse me, Mark Gunn. Brian, my musical partner, has helped me out considerably because since I met you last, mm-hmm. I discovered I have myopic macropathy. Mm-hmm. And my sight has gone... You're all beautiful blurs. I cannot see actually any of your faces. So I run the shop on trust and honor. And there's a sign up there somewhere. Be kind to strangers, lest they be angels in disguise. So, like, if you come over, say, with a CD or a record, a vinyl in your hand, and I just ask you the name of it and what price is it, and that's, we should bless the lot of you. And that's how I run the place.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's,
it's trust, you know.
Well, that seems like a very appropriate, I mean, everything that I've, you know, the little bit that I got to know you, mm-hmm. 10 years ago, it seems like a way you were thinking even before you were losing your eyesight.
Yeah. That's true, actually. Yeah,
Your album with the Borrowed Angels, you know.
You could see seeds of...
Sowed the seeds for it.
Yeah. And did the acorn turn into an oak tree?
The what?
Did the acorn, remember?
The
little seed.
Uh-huh. It did turn into an oak tree? Yeah. I think it did.
Did you know that till now, Mark? Tell the truth.
No. I didn't think about it.
See?
Plants have never been my strong suit.
I wouldn't know an acorn if it hit me, but I know the same.
You got a point.
Yeah. Of tea in my hand. How are we doing there, beautiful blurs?
Great.
Yeah. That's what I call any group that I play with now and then. You know, I still bring out the guitar and I say, right, you're called the beautiful blurs. Is that okay with you? And they all love it. So
you're still playing music though, huh?
Yeah, a bit.
You still back at O'Flaherty's pub?
Oh, I'm an occasional guest artist,
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you're also finishing up a CD, is that right?
That's right. What I did was I started the sessions in 2010,
Sessions from the shop.
From the sessions from the shop, yeah.
The sessions from the shop.
No, Mark. You would have been told that in 2 seconds, right? Anyway, sessions in the shop started in here, and I invited musicians, you know, to come in and share their music with the whole world, really.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I know nothing about, like, the technological aspects, and I was recording it, and the audio was good, and it was being put up online, and it kind of cost a bit too much for what the shop could do, but it kind of didn't matter at the time. And then people came in and did Facebook Live. which was great because I didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have seen him anyway. I wouldn't even see the bloody camera. But and then we did it from that. And then my people, you know, the ones you don't see, they spoke to me there on last October, and they said, "Maz, what do you think now?" But because I started organically, and I decided organically, you know, maybe to let it go. Because I could be recording to infinity.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I kind of thought, where am I going now on this? Not that I wanted to go anywhere.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I just didn't. But, you know, where was... I wasn't sure. Like, I mean, I know you have 10 million followers or something.
Yeah. Well, I have 10,000 downloads. Only 10,000 downloads. Which is pretty good.
That's bloody brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You know, I wouldn't even have a clue if I had 10.
Right.
No, no idea. But I never did the commercial end of it, you know, and I'm not saying you did. I had no idea it was to share the songs, the music to the whole world.
Right.
And if they were downloading, I knew nothing about it.
Right.
You know, so be it. If they were, well, good luck to them. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what I think, love about it is that, I mean, you seem to have artists from all types, you know. There's I remember seeing, you know, obviously some bigger names in Celtic music, and then some kids that have showed up, like everyone.
Yeah, our local group now, Walking on Cars, I was the first ever to record them.
Oh wow.
And they were called AKA, also known as, and then about 6 weeks, 2 months later, they changed to Walking on Cars, but they have been signed up by Virgin Media or somebody that, so now they're worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah. But on the 29th of the 1st, 2011.
Wow.
Here in the shop. And all their dreams and aspirations.
Fantastic.
They all came
that's
through.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's something really special, too, is to be able to, you know, be there.
Yeah.
I think about there's a band, the Gothard Sisters, that I play on my podcast. I've had on there since pretty much the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were okay when they started, but and every album has gotten better and better. And now all of a sudden, like they're killing it. They're killing it, and I love their music. And it's brilliant to see that growth. And you get to see it with all these traditional musicians. So, well, you got my auto heart.
All right, I thought there was a hurry on him. All right. Go on anyway. Keep telling us. Oh yeah, I'm putting out an album called. What are you looking inside there for? The dog is there. Leave for sleep. My daughter, Mo Benison, she's put together... No, well, actually, I picked out the tracks and things as she did with me. And that was really, really difficult because we've had so many musicians. Sadly, I don't have a record company. I don't have the finances.
Right.
We could have put out 5 to 10 albums.
Yeah.
So it's a double CD and a limited on... vinyl records.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like working on the financial wing.
Right.
You know, and prayers. Love, wing, and prayers.
Trying to raise the money for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it the first album you've had since Borrowed Angels?
Yeah, it is. But like, I've been thinking of this for a while myself anyway, and I just wanted to give other people, you know, there's a lot of singers and musicians that have never been on an album or.
Wow.
Like there's a lot of well-known people, you know, on it.
Right.
But that was Gwend. But I needed to have the people that, you know, that needed, hopefully, inverted commas, that somebody will hear it and like the song. Need a break, I suppose. I don't know what the word is.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be great, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I look forward to it and it's going to be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when do you expect to have that out?
Well, if everything works out, which usually takes a lifetime to work a minute out, I'd say hopefully by the end of June we'll have early July we'll have the CDs. Uh-huh. It'll be a double album, and Lord only knows when the record kind of will be released. Yeah. But it's usually 6 to 8 weeks. Ouch.
Yeah,
but what can we do? You know.
Yeah.
It's worth waiting for, you know.
Yeah.
So I can't really launch one without the other.
Yeah.
But sure, it'll be fine, won't it?
Yeah.
It's
off through the website, right?
Yeah. The website will be getting a serious dust down, right?
Right.
Anything that's on it is not on it. Not well. It is on it this moment. Now, this sounds like garbly goat, doesn't it? There are CDs on the website that are either not available or deleted for right. now at the moment. Right. Yeah, but in the next couple of weeks before the new album comes out, I will have to get somebody to go to the website and remove the ones that are gone, you know, and yeah. then put on maybe 6 or 10 new ones. And then we'll have the, our Fare Thee Well Two Sessions from the Shop is the name of the Child to Be Born uh-huh. album, and that will be available, and everything can be bought through PayPal.
Wow.
Bless them.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. What else we want to hear about?
That's a sign, Joan Baez.
Joan Baez? Where's Joan?
She's there somewhere.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
there
she didn't move.
Yeah.
And there's Arlo.
Nice. Yes.
And there's Paul Simon there behind.
You got a ton of yeah. pictures all over the shop.
Well, I'm holding Mo Benison. She's actually Maureen to me, but I can't say that. I still call her Maureen, but I'm holding her. If you can see Paul Simon there somewhere. And she's the child in my arm. She's the one that produced, and she's her own album now, and she's brilliant. She went back to college.
That's her daughter?
Yeah.
And she's brilliant. She has an album out, you say?
Yeah, she has. Cool. All
and
her
it's selling here, right?
Of course, okay. Mark.
Well, I just have to make sure I pick up a copy.
Yeah, yeah, we'll present you with one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The rest of you'll have to pay, right? it's okay. But what she did actually, it was all on piano, uh-huh. and she'd been a recording engineer, and she worked in an Irish television series, Ross and Roan, for about 6 years, and then she decided, she said, I'm leaving that now, and I'm going back to study music. She went back to college and went 4 days a week from Galway to Dublin, catching the bus at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oof.
And she got her diploma or degree, whatever.
Wow.
But you can see the music, and you know the music is in the family anyway. You know. Yeah. O'Flaherty.
No, really, yeah, not O'Flaherty.
Yeah.
You don't sing at all or play any instruments in the family.
No. My brother Fergus, you know, he's a legend, right?
Right. Yeah.
Have you heard him sing the Foggy Dew?
I don't think so. I don't think I have. Do you have it on?
No, he will not make an album.
He won't. Why not?
He tells me he's still practicing.
That's awesome.
It's Fergus. That's awesome. But he plays the Foggy Dew with the bar on. I have never in my life heard anybody play it like the way he does. I would actually give him number one in the world. That's not sisterly bias. Nothing.
Right.
No, honestly, my blood stops like that listening to him. Bless you, Mark.
Thank you much.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've loved about this town, though, is that there is so much great music here,
mm-hmm.
too. I mean, who are some of the artists that you have, like, on these
yeah,
walls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you have out here? As a whole rack of locals, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who are some of the ones who people should be looking at for?
You'd have to ask myself, and then I'd say, what are you looking for? Fiddle, accordion, singer, you know, just what's the choice? And we take it from there.
Okay.
I support, like, it's an independent shop supporting local and independent musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. And so how about a vocalist?
About a vocalist?
Who's a vocalist, a CD that someone should definitely
Well,
hear?
Now, Mark Gunn, there are many good ones. What you want me to say? So-and-so here is the better than
that. No, I'm not asking that. I'm just looking for the first one that comes to your mind. That's what I'm looking for.
I would have to be very careful in questioning or answering that one, because they're all so good.
Okay.
I can't say that.
We have to find a qualifier.
Mark Gunn is really good, but so-and-so over there is as good as him. Maybe he's better.
I see. We need a qualifier.
We don't really, yeah.
But I got one. No.
No. I'm not too bad myself.
Right. Okay. A singer. One sec. I'm not done.
No, that's what's bothering me. Go on. Nobody's going to understand what I'm saying anyway, right? In American. Are you going to edit this?
Yeah, I'll edit it a little bit.
Don't.
I said a little bit. Mostly I just want to take out my coughs.
Leave the minute, because it's live.
That's true. It is.
You know, I never edited it like this. Yeah. You know,
I typically
especially the Facebook we left to go. Oh dear God, things that have happened in the
really?
Facebook.
Like what?
Like what?
Yeah, tell me something.
All right, this is very funny. Was this an audio? I can't. It was one of many. And we were recording in here because I'm Do Not Disturb, you know, podcast being recorded. And the door was kind of nearly mostly closed, right, because it was a warm day, right? And I was christened Mary Maz Mazzarello, right? My name's Italian, but I'm Irish. But there's a long story as to why. I will have to go down to Mark's country and tell you why my name is called Mazzarello. Is that an invitation?
Yes.
Where'd you live?
Right now, Georgia is where I'm currently
down
living.
South, yeah. Right, and next thing, there was a knock on the door, and now we were recording here, and we're having the crack, but at the same time, we were like recording seriously, like the, you know, somebody was singing, playing a tune, and the whole thing was going flying. And next thing, there was a knock on the door like that. And next thing, I hear, Mary! And I'm going in my head, sweet redeemer. And I said, yes. Would you have a biro there, Gerlin? Do you know what a biro is?
No. A what?
A biro, B-I-R-O. It's like a pen.
Okay.
Yeah, P-E-N, you know. Okay, it's not a Sharpie. As
right.
Bono said me, I was looking for Sharpie, and I was going, Jesus, what's a Sharpie? If he said a marker, I would have known what he was saying. Would you have a biro there, Mira? And there was a guy sitting out inside the door, and I was kind of going, oh, Lord. And I, my sight was better at the time, so I got the biro. And she said, I have to write a note for someone. So, and all this was being recorded, right? And I gave him, and he took it, and we closed the door out after her. And I was praying, please do not come back with the biro, because we'll hear something else. Anyway, she wrote whatever she was writing. And the next thing, knock, 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 knock. Mary, thank you very much. I got all that done now. Thank you. And it all went on live. And I was inside the counter there, wherever I was, and I was falling over the place laughing. You cannot organise stuff like that, you know.
Right.
And it's all true. Like, no edited, like, let it off.
Right,
let it be what it
that,
is.
That
know?
Would definitely be one I'd leave in.
Yeah. But I wouldn't, very
comedy
rarely.
Role.
Yeah, yeah. Just yeah. like, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so uh-huh. now if people want to come here and uh-huh. and find Dingle Record Shop,
mm-hmm.
where would they, how would they get here?
They'd walk up the street.
From, what is that street? Is there a name to that street?
What do you think?
I have no clue.
Did you not get your bearings?
No, I was kind of wandering around.
Mm, yeah. That goes with your... podcast.
Ouch.
No, I didn't mean...
No, true.
No, the podcasts wander around the world.
Oh, right, right. That's
that. Isn't that amazing now how you took
really
that up wrong? And you wander around with the people you bring on tour, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I meant. It wasn't a touch.
I liked it. I was liking your...
No, you went ouch. And I didn't mean it like that. Mark, you should know me better, you know.
I used to.
Yeah.
But yes, it does get... The podcast gets around the world.
Yeah, I rest my case. Yeah. So do my own.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Do you follow my ones as much?
I don't. On and off. I've got for a while. When you started up, I was
Abbott.
Listening regular.
Yeah.
And then stopped for some reason. And then I was coming here again. I was like, I need to go check out and see what she's been doing with this session.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I dropped in.
Yeah. You know, okay, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
Cool. What was I talking to you about?
I was asking how people got to the got to Dingle Record Shop.
Well, and find me personally.
And find you personally.
Right. Well, with my vision, which, as I said, it is what it is at the moment, but I do have a service dog, which you can't read. That's the problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she's great. She's great help. You either send a text or an email to my number.
Okay.
Right. And say, Maz, where are you? Okay?
Okay.
And if I'm in town, I say, well, I'm here.
Okay.
And if I'm not in town, I say, I'm not there.
Right.
You know, and then I have a friend, Brian Lee, and he's brilliant, and he's my musical partner.
Uh-huh.
And my eyes and my salvation and everything else is brilliant. And he helps me run the place. And then there's a few borrowed angels that come in now and then. So we try and keep it open as much as possible. And during the winter, like, it's kind of time to, you know, time out, because it's really quiet around here. Well, not very, very quiet, but
really?
to keep the shop.
It's not like this.
Yeah, I mean, there's people.
Okay.
Wish they'd want a bit of oil now on that gate, whatever sure it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, dinglerecordshop.com.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much.
Maz
at dinglerecordshop.com.
Yeah.
You can email right there too.
Yeah, and you have my phone number.
Right, I got your phone number, and everyone else does too now.
Yeah, right. And thank you everyone for listening. Yeah. And thank you, Marcon, for whatever I'm doing.
Thanks for sticking around.
There's the bell.
And there's the bells.
Yeah, that's the orchestra bell now when we're, you know, when we're playing. I as much as possible, like if it's 10 to 5 to 3 or 4, I always try and hold off and have the bell orchestra to go in with it. Because it's true, you know.
Yeah.
And at one stage, there was the 7 o'clock bell, but it rang about 24 times. So it was great. Loved it.
It keeps going.
Yeah. So all you down in the world of Georgia
and wherever else
wherever you're listening from Dingle Record Shop and Maz O'Flaherty and my adopted spirit brother here, Mark Gunn, I wish to thank you all. Mark, thanks a million for calling in, and keep in touch with us in our own way, right? Blessings to everyone anyway.
All right,
okay.